maybe I better leave my glasses on this year. Well, thank you, Levin. I appreciate the introduction. Last year, my co-author and I, Ross, presented a paper on the high-performance ginning and lint cleaning line that we were introducing, but unfortunately we hadn't actually ginned with it yet. And we promised to come back and make a little report on that this year, so that's what I'm doing. I also want to take this opportunity to give you a peek at some of the things that we're doing. We've had a lot of fun this year. We've done some exciting things, and we've got a lot more things planned for next year. I won't have time to cover them all, but I'm going to give you a few highlights. See if I can make this run. Oops, wrong button. Oh, good. This high capacity or high performance gin line consists of 120 inch wide model 703, that is opposed to the 702, the 222 saw gin stand, the 120 inch wide superjet, and the 144 Sentinel 2. We installed 9 of these new high performance gin lines for 2015. 8 of them were installed in Australia with 2 different gin customers, and the 8th one was installed in North Carolina. Just kind of skimming over some of the features we talked about last year, the 703 feeder has got direct drive feed rollers. It's got replaceable stub shafts. We have a proprietary Lummis Star Lobe mounting system. The 222 had twin 7.5 horsepower agitator motors. That means we're driving the agitator from both ends of the shaft. We have an outboard bearing on the saw shaft and a timing belt drive on that saw shaft. Of course, not everything was perfectly rosy this year. We had our share of issues. One of them is the ribs. For 2015, we had a little bit of a break-in period issue, and the same issue that so many gins are dealing with is the small seed making their way through the gin stem. But I'll talk about that just a little bit later. This product line also included a new 120-inch wide superjet, which means we got full width for the 222 stand. We put in LED lighting. And we also have an operator cleaning access. And, of course, the 144 Sentinel 2 with an upper clean-out door. If you can see, let's see if I can get that little mouse to work. Nope. All right. You see the little black strip there across the top? That's the upper clean-out door. That gives you access to the separator shoulder. The grid bar section is split, and the front doors are also split. This shows that upper cleanout door open, so you can get a peek right in there at the separator cylinder. Here's the back of the machine. We have a more efficient exhaust plenum in this design. What this means is we've got a lower pressure drop across it, which translates into less energy required to do the job, which also translates into slightly less air requirements for this particular application. We've also got a heavy-duty full-width steel feed plate with a center adjustment. On these lint cleaners, we put in our normal four-way valves for the back-to-back or tandem installations. But one of the things that we did different was we put air cylinders on these so they could be remote-controlled, operated from the gin console. Here's a picture of one of the installations in Australia where we've got the Sentinels back-to-back, and those air cylinder control four-way valves in place. One of the interesting things is, because this was the machine that was the most different, it was one of the things that I worried about the most, because I went over there to babysit this, and you know, I'll be darned if it was the one thing we didn't have to worry about at all. You know how it goes. The thing that you worry about is not where the trouble is, and the you know, something silly like a seed plug just gives you headaches out the yin-yang. But one of the comments, though, that both of the customers in Australia made was, they said, we forgot the Sentinels were back there. So we take that as a compliment in the sense that it didn't give them, you know, any troubles, or at least not a lot of trouble. So as a result of this product line, we've got some new spin-offs that we're introducing for this year. We decided to redesign the 108 Sentinel from the ground up because these features in the 144 Sentinel were so well received, and we were very proud of them. So starting this year, we'll offer the 108 Sentinel with those same features. We're also going to offer upgrade kits for our customers who have existing 108 Sentinel 2s. Some of the features that we have, not all, but some of those features we'll be making them available to customers who like them. For example, those upper clean-out doors, that's a real handy item. Also, the features that we put in the 700 feeder 3 and the Superjet will also appear in our 96-inch wide machinery. For this year, we're going to redesign and rethink the way we do the four-way valves. We really like having the air cylinders to operate the four-way valves, and we also would like to do a better job of making this a structurally sound system. What we're going to do is, and we're building the first one of these now, incorporate the slip joints into the four-way valve itself. This will simplify the ductwork. This will make the whole process more streamlined. We're going to offer it both for the 108 and the 144 widths, and you can get it with or without the remote control air cylinder operation. One of the other things that we did this year was we built a beautiful gen at PPF in Cooper, Texas. This was an exciting job, and one of the interesting things was Signode used this particular gen as a site for one of the GenFast systems, and Lummis was awarded the job of providing the bell handling for the GenFast system at that particular gen. We had a lot of fun doing it. It's an interesting project, and we'll be happy to provide anybody else with custom bell handling, or if anybody else moves into the GenFast bells and needs our help, we'd be happy to assist. Also this year, we introduced the HSVS at United Cotton Growers. Now HSVS is a high speed variable stroke pusher tramper system. Joe Thomas did a paper on this at Beltwide a couple of years ago, and it was based on research that had been done at Southeastern Gin in Cerency, Georgia. And at that time, we'd been using this technology in Australia on high D bales only. But now, this marks the first year where we've included it on UD bales, and it's right here in the U.S. in Texas. And it was an important part of their Premier 3 high-capacity system. Also, last year we made mention of a new platform that we were about to introduce for gin controls. We actually got it going this year. Finally, we got off center, and it's a really nice system. It's touchscreen, it's color, it's very intuitive, and it's got a lot of customizable features, and when it's an automatic, you can elect to choose whether or not the system keys off of the seed roll density, or whether it keys off of the saw load, or whether it keys off of some combination of the two. And you can change this on the fly depending on conditions and what your particular needs or preferences are. To change the entry points or the numerical values for the feed rate or density, there's a little pop-up menu that's got a slide bar. You can slide it back and forth up top, or you can direct key entry on a keypad, whichever you prefer. If you're like me, I was very glad to see this feature in the setup screen. If you get to customizing this thing so far out of whack that you don't know what you're doing, thank goodness there is a factory settings button. So you can go back to where you started from and reset. It's a great system, and we're having a lot of fun with it. We put it in at Southern States Gin in Statesboro. Earlier, I mentioned some concerns we had with seed loss in the consolidated gin stands, the 222s, and our friends at Burleson Gin, we worked together with them on a joint project with their 180, with their consolidated 184 gin stands. Rib A at the top is our standard consolidated rib with the insert. Rib B is a handcrafted rib that Richard Kelly worked with us on, and then we took this and moved it a little farther along, and we've got an insert that you can see on rib C. Now, this longer insert does a good job of preventing seed loss, and we've had really good results out of it. Here you can see these inserts installed in the gin. At the same time, in an effort to address seed loss, we've also been developing a new patented rib for the 222 gin stand. But in the process, we wanted to up the ante. So not only are we attacking seed loss, small seed loss, we're also narrowing up the rib spacing. So a 222 becomes a 234. Unfortunately, we didn't get this this prototype system in until the last minute, and we found a great place to do it at Silver Lake Gin in Elm City. One of the reasons why this is such a great place to try it is they've got the 250 horse motor on their saw. We could really put this to the test. Unfortunately, the boys in North Carolina really have been fighting a lot of rain this year, and they didn't have the best crop in the world and the best type of cotton to gin. But we went there and we worked with them, and you know they did a jam up job of working with us. Donald Smith just really went way out of his way to help us, and we really appreciate his efforts. We kind of caught up with the pickers, and so I left and went home. And once they got more cotton, Donald called me back and said even with the cotton that they had, they were able to get the gin stand up to 28 bales an hour. So we were pleased with that. He also noted that he could tell a difference in how clean the seed was. We don't have any pictures to show you, but because we did run out of cotton so quick, what we decided to do was relocate this rack of ribs. Thankfully, we were able to put it in at Carson County Gin in Texas. And just a few minutes ago, during the break, we got confirmation that those ribs and rib rails were installed, and they got them going. And I think, what'd you say, about 1:20 this afternoon or so? And they've been ginning on them and rocking and rolling ever since. So we'll be anxious to see the results there, because there we've got a 222 and a 234 side by side, and we can pull some seed samples and see what we get. Part of this deal too was a heavy duty rib rail. We wanted to make this change. We needed to do a new rib rail anyway because of the change in saw spacing. This was a great opportunity to heavy it up and try to take full advantage of that 250 horsepower that Donald had. Here you can see him installed in the stand. One of the things I'd like to also mention is once we get this kind of ironed out, we've got a couple more sets of prototype ribs that are going to be going in next week. What we'd like to do is offer these as conversion kits. So the idea being that anybody has 198s or 222s, they can convert them over to the 234s. Also, we can take anybody who has a consolidated 164 or a 184, and by virtue of the same spacing, convert those stands into 194s. So that'll be a big boost for folks this year, not only in seed loss, but hopefully in capacity if they've got the horsepower to get after it. The ribs that you just saw, by the way, were made of steel. They're made in the U.S. They're 100% CNC machined, and they have inserts. So that's actually nothing new to Lummus. Lummus has been offering steel CNC ginned, CNC machined ribs made in the U.S. with inserts for our 170 and 158 customers for over 15 years. One of the other things that we did this year was we introduced a new heavy-duty rib rail for our 170, Lummus 170 gin stand. Here's a quick look at it. We put this in at Suffolk Gin. They sent us a 158 that we converted for them, and well, a couple of them actually, into 170s. And we took this opportunity to put the new heavy-duty rib rail in there. And it performed very well. This gives you an idea of the difference in cross-section. On the left, you can see a standard 170 rib rail in red, and on the right, you can see the heavy-duty version. There's a dramatic difference. And for those customers who might look forward to putting in a 200-horse motor on their 170, this would be an excellent way to get the goodie out of that machine. We want to thank you for coming and listening to us today. We also want to thank all of our friends and customers who helped make all this development possible this year. Thank you.